Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, isn't it? We're in the Pledge Drive already. Good news for you, though, before we start anything. We've got lots of great content coming your way over the next 3 hours here. As always, I try to give you a look at life you will not get anywhere else. And take a look at that balloon coming up here in just a few moments. There is talk. Experts believe that it could have been a practice run for an EMP attack. Now, Peter Pry, who's been a guest on the show for a long time, has often talked about what would happen if an EMP went over this country. I mean, we don't need to drop nuclear bombs. An EMP will do the damage, right? And keep all the infrastructure in place. I'll fill you in on some theories that are out there. Plus, we'll take a look at the Grammy Awards. My producer, Maggie, sent me a text. Neil, you can come in. Sent me a... my colleague Neil Robbins will be in out of the studio as we got a little bit of a different schedule today. You know, we are going to be asking you to help support. I hope you'll do that here at Relevant, by the way. I hope you will get behind us and be as generous as you can. I know many people are new to Relevant. We are listener-supported Catholic talk radio. And we look at life through the eyes of our faith. We shine the teachings of the faith on all these important issues. You can tune in to a lot of other shows, get answers to a lot of those questions that you have regarding the faith. So before we begin, let's pray the Memorare, and then let's dive into some news. We've got a lot to talk about today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother, to you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not my petition, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. And I just ask Our Lady to intercede for you, for all of your needs, all of your particular intentions. Turn to her. She's a very powerful intercessor. Our Lady actually brought me into a much deeper relationship with her Son, Jesus, and I think we all have different views of God, whether it's God the Father or God the Son or God the Spirit. And I'll tell you what, Our Lady really, and many of the saints talk about this. They talk about how she's one of the surest and the quickest ways to Christ. Now, you can't go directly to Christ. You certainly can. But there's something about a relationship with the Mother of God. It was transforming to me. Not only do I love her deeply, but she's helped me to love her Son and God the Father and rely on the Spirit a whole lot more. So, hey, it's good to be here with you today. Keep those phones ringing. Just a quick mention before I kick it off. We have a very limited premium today, and it is a $20 a month gift for a Relevant Radio umbrella, and I'll tell you more about that coming up. But first, let me get you kicked in or plugged into what's happening around the world right now. I just saw a news report that the House recently established a subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government, and several members of that particular subcommittee announced that they're going to begin holding hearings on Thursday. Russell Dye, he's communication director for Congressman Jim Jordan. You might know that name. He's a congressman from Ohio. He chairs the subcommittee. He said that one of the primary focuses of the investigation will be the Biden administration targeting pro-lifers, right? And I think this is great, right? I mean, how tragic in the United States of America, if that is a reality, if we have an administration, whether it's Biden's administration or anyone's, targeting pro-lifers using the FACE Act, the Freedom of Access to Clinics Entrances Act, that would not be American, right? That's not the land of the free. That remind me of something you'd see with Stalin, right? You see something out of communist China, but several inquiries have gone out to the Department of Justice and Homeland Security, but they've all been ignored. And Congressman Jordan said he's going to issue subpoenas if he needs to. And I think what they're going to find is going to be very, very telling. Also, the AP, the Associated Press Style Book, is considering the Style Book Bible for most professional journalists. I don't know if you're familiar with that, with what that means. That means when they make a change, it can end up in the news because you're going to see those changes in the news stories you read. So what's a style book? Well, here's an example of one of the changes they want to make. They've added an entry to their book that tells journalists, you refer to this as a journalist to see how you frame this, that you should put crisis pregnancy centers in scare quotes. You know, the quotes, the like little air quotes, the crisis pregnancy center, you know, air quotes, scare quotes. Yeah, right. That's to avoid using it at all. Instead of saying, hey, this is a crisis pregnancy center, a center that helps women who are in need, they'd prefer you to call it an anti-abortion center. And again, let's put those scare quotes around it, right? Yeah, they understand the power of language. They understand how powerful it is to frame things. And you say something over and 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 over again, suddenly people say, yeah, that's an anti-abortion center. That center's not. Their first thing is to be against abortion. You know, it's not really to help women in need, right? Why don't we, how about Inflation Reduction Act, huh? Has that reduced inflation, right? We talk about don't say gay bill. The word gay is never in the, parental rights bill. But this is the power words, pro-choice. I've talked about it many times in the past. You know, pro-choice, I mean, that's a misnomer for pro-death. Right? So, you can't use crisis pregnancy center. Put that in square quotes, Yeah, let's refer it to an anti-abortion center. And that's to show the center's general aim is to prevent abortions. Catholic Vote, they said that the AP tells writers not to use terms like pregnancy resource center or pregnancy counseling center. They claim that those are potentially misleading. How is pregnancy resource center or pregnancy counseling center, how is that misleading? Anything that can deprive them of a potential abortion, they'll do anything to stop. That's where we are today, right? That's where we are today in this culture. And I say thank God for Relevant Radio. I'd say thank God for Relevant Radio because we are at least a voice of truth. We're going to give to you, we're going to give platform and voice to organizations like crisis pregnancy centers. We are going to give voice to men like Mr. Hulk, who ended up being arrested in the middle of his night by 30 different FBI agents with guns and battering rams. Why? Because he was outside of an abortion clinic praying and he protected his child. See, this is really the modern day discrimination that we have today. A little bit later in the show, I think I'll talk about this. I've been thinking a lot both about suffering and sacrifice and martyrdom. Today's the feast of a great martyr, Flynn and Paul Meeke, but we're all called to sacrifice. We all suffer, all of us. And you see this being played out in a very, very vivid way here. Some of you in Minnesota, it's a cold place, right? Or how about Fargo, North Dakota? That's pretty cold too, right? It was minus 60 degrees. And that was set air temperature set back in 1996. Mount Washington in New Hampshire recently set a new record. The coldest temperature, minus 69, was in Tower and Embarrass, Minnesota. That was back 96. Temperatures plummeted there. You can understand that. Those are really northern states, right? New Hampshire, right? Mount Washington in New Hampshire set a record that I hope doesn't ever get repeated. The air temperature was minus 47 degrees. That's just the air. That's your regular temperature, right? With the wind chill, it got down to 108 below zero. Now, they tell you about exposure. You can't be out very long when it's below, when the wind chill factors are X. I can't imagine how short a window you have at 108 degrees. I mean, it's almost I can't imagine it. I remember one time I was watching a football game. The Green Bay Packers were playing, I think they were playing the Giants. This was years ago. They were in a conference championship game. And they brought up a graphic that really surprised me because my family at the time had relocated to Green Bay. I'd only been living there for a short period of time. And it showed you Siberia, and it showed you the North Pole, and it showed you the temperatures, how cold it is. I'm like, holy cow. And then they showed you Green Bay, Wisconsin. It was even colder than Siberia, or the North Pole or Alaska. It was crazy. But, you can get some really, really frigid temperatures. And I know what it's like. I pump gas in 57 degree below temperatures of wind chill. It's cold. But when I saw 108, man, that is unprecedented. The AP reported that wind speeds ranged from 100 to 115 miles per hour, with gusts up to about 135 miles an hour. So you wouldn't even be able to stand up in that wind, even if you could. You'd get frostbite, they said, in about 30 seconds. 30 seconds. So some cold temperatures happening around the country. I've got to take a short pause coming up here in a minute. When I return, though, I want to put something on your radar, and I hope you'll stay with me for this. Peter Pry, and may God rest his soul, who's a great contributor to this radio program for years. He testified before Congress, was head of the EMP Commission. He was very concerned about the future of this country. He thought maybe North Korea, that has a satellite in orbit around that runs over our country, if they set off an EMP, it would cripple our nation. Peter also was concerned about the Chinese. And with the recent balloon that spent about a week cruising across the country here and eventually shot down, some experts believe that that was a trial run. It was a practice run for an EMP attack on the United States. Now, here's the thing about that. You know, we're all worried about nuclear exchange. Vladimir Putin threatening, you know, bombs, and China, of course, has, you know, its own nuclear weapons. The reality is, you don't need nuclear weapons if you could set off an EMP. You keep the structure of the entire nation intact. There's no, you know, radiation fallout from that. You know, it's very habitable, very conquerable. But boy, he said within a very short period of time, there would be chaos. Hospitals would be overrun. Food supplies would run out. And he estimated that if there was a really serious EMP attack over the country, 90% of the nation would die. Now, that's such a huge number, and I can tell you why. He took us through the ripple effect. But when we come back, we'll take a look at this. You know, China has nuclear submarines capable of a widespread attack on the U.S. But EMP, with the satellite, was it a trial run? Were they doing a nuke mapping to see where everything is here? What was the purpose of that high-altitude balloon? We'll take a look at it now that it's down and what we're learning when we return. But please do me a favor while I take this short break. Neil Robbins is going to be stopping by. Get to the phone. If you appreciate the view I give you on the news, if you appreciate this radio program, then please make a telephone call right now. And give it any dollar amount. It's a dollar-for-dollar match with going on right now. And, boy, we could certainly use you, as I've talked about in the past. The phone number is 877-291-0123. It's a little bit different. 877-291-0123. Or just go online. That's the best way to give, to relevantradio.com, or use your mobile app. There's lots of premiums. And Neil will be back with more. We'll tell you a little bit about it. Thanks for whatever you can do.
Your news.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Your news
now.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I want to thank you for listening to Relevant Radio and welcome you to our Give from the Heart Pledge Drive. It's Momentum Monday, and a reminder that Relevant Radio is listener supported, so we're unable to deliver our programming every day without your financial support. So jump online and help us pay a few bills at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Today only, for a gift of $20 a month, our special thank you gift is a dual-purpose Relevant Radio branded umbrella. Use it for protection from rain or sun while evangelizing those you meet. This automatic umbrella features a large 42-inch arc, the rubber handle wrist strap makes it easy to hold, and the umbrella folds down to fit inside a matching sleeve. It's only available today, and it's yours for a gift of $20 a month to Relevant Radio. And we've got a dollar-for-dollar match this hour. So give online now on the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com.
Please give from the heart. It's a great hour to give. It's Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani on the Drew Mariani Show here at Relevant Radio. We have another partnership challenge hour underway. So if you have a gift to give, it's going to be doubled, but you need to give this hour. Give online at relevantradio.com, on the app, or at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. And Drew, Father Rocky was just talking about the Relevant Radio branded umbrella. It's a real sharp umbrella, and it will protect you from rain, from sun. And Tim Fox in Data, he just He also let us know that it will protect from those Chinese spy balloons as well. So it's a triple. It's a triple threat of umbrella, and it's yours for $20 a month. Chinese spy. Those spy balloons will not see anything you're doing while you're underneath that umbrella. 877-291-0123. $20 a month, and it is yours.
Yeah, we come to you four times a year. This is now the 23 year. And it's our very first pledge drive. This keeps us going, and we're very grateful for your support. I am especially grateful when you pick up the phone and you make that call or you go online, you make that pledge. But to the umbrella, I actually have it right here, Neil. See this?
Whoa.
Now watch this. Watch this. Press this button. Ready?
Okay.
Look at that.
So
there it is, a square. It is pretty cool.
Nicely done.
And you know, I thought, you know, great way to evangelize. You know, you can use this in the hot sun, right? You can use it in the rain. It's a great way to start conversation too. You know, a lot of people don't talk to each other anymore. They tend to be on their phones. But if you're at a game someplace or you're out, somebody says, "What's Relevant Radio?" Hey, get them plugged in, right? Great way to evangelize. That's your gift today only. It's not available any other day during
today
the week.
Only.
So if you could help with that, it's what, $20 a month, right, Neil?
$20 a month, $240 for the year. Vincent in New York, New York. $20 a month from Vincent and an umbrella on the way to him. Let's see, Armindo in Homestead, Florida. Another gift of $20 a month, and Maria in Converse, Texas, another gift of $20 a month, and an umbrella on the way for Maria in Texas, and you can get yours too. As Drew was saying just a moment ago, it's today only that we have these Relevant Radio branded umbrellas for the $20 a month level.
There's also only a certain amount left. So we'd like to see about, what did you say, about
150
pledges today. So we have room for you right now. We could use another 125 people to step up. Would you be one of those for me right now at 877-291-0123 or online? But check out the umbrella. There's limited supplies and today only.
And the umbrella does not have a whistle in the handle like the one I bought my little girl last summer. You don't want the whistle. So this one is for you. $20 a month, $240 for the entire year. Make a gift online at relevantradio.com on the app. Or you can give us a call, 877-291-0123. Gift from the heart.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Little heart theme. I like that, Maggie. Way to go. It's good to be with you. Hey, let's talk a little bit more about this Chinese spy balloon. I mean, it really did captivate the country, didn't it? It was fascinating to watch. And you wonder what happened. I always defer. I have a certain degree of trust. And I thought, well, you know, the Pentagon, the military, they had to be aware of what's going on here, right? Otherwise, they would have shot it down earlier. I've heard people say, hey, you should have taken it down over Montana, big sky country, you know? What did we learn? I had Lieutenant Colonel Dakota Wood on with me on Friday, and he says, you know, we're learning a lot from this. They did take it down. I saw it get shot down, taken out with a missile just off of South Carolina, and the Biden administration's now getting hit from all sides about the way they handled the situation. I don't know how you feel about it. Some people are like, shoot it down. Other people are saying, hey, this is right. We found out from Bloomberg that the Pentagon knew it was there starting on Saturday, January 28th, when it crossed the Aleutian Islands. So they've been tracking this a long time. It was not a surprise. They told the president about it on Tuesday. They planned to keep a lid on it so that the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, could actually go to China. Remember that? Really an important meeting right now with our largest adversary right now. And they want to keep a lid on it so we keep those relations strong. Because right now we need to thaw. We've got thawing relations between these two great powers. But that was the plan until somebody in Montana saw it. A local newspaper reported on it. News got out. And the administration now had to make a decision on what they're going to do. Then suddenly, you know, Antony Blinken's meeting in China was canceled. And that was only because the American people were outraged that there was a balloon hovering over nuclear sites. So the Associated Press was reporting that the Pentagon says that the balloon, which is carrying sensors and surveillance equipment, was maneuverable. And it showed it could change course. And it loitered over some very sensitive areas. So what do we know? Could have been a trial run for an EMP. That's my big concern. Frank Gaffney joins me. He's executive chairman of and founder of the Center for Security Policy, which you can find at centerforsecuritypolicy.org. Frank, thank you for your time. Good afternoon.
It's great to be with you, Drew. Thank you for yours.
I had Dr. Pry on many, many times, and I know that he had warned about the impact an EMP could have on this country. And there are some speculating that this might have been a dry run for something like that. The balloon is now down after crossing the country with its equipment. What do we know about it, and how likely is it that something like that could be used for nefarious purposes such as an EMP?
Well, I share your concern about it, and certainly Peter's. We mourn his untimely death last year, but he would have been at the forefront of those making the argument that if you wanted to desensitize the United States to a surprise attack using a surveillance balloon, or what the Chinese maintain is a weather balloon, for a delivery system to detonate a nuclear weapon high over the country with the predictable effect of devastating our electric grid and therefore our defenses, our society for that matter, you'd be doing pretty much what the Chinese have been doing. And whether this was the first time or one of several, it's a little unclear at this point. They claim that the Trump administration had three of these transiting the country during its time. The administration's spokesman from President Trump's team say that didn't happen, or that didn't get told if it happened. I have to tell you, having worked in the Pentagon, albeit a long time ago, it is inconceivable to me that the United States military, either in this particular instance or the previous ones, didn't get warning to the White House right away. And that I think in this case, the president simply, opted to essentially submit to the Chinese rather than possibly engage in behavior that they would find unacceptable. And that, again, fits a pattern that we've seen with Joe Biden. I think it's a function of his being deeply compromised by the Chinese Communist Party.
And so you really believe the Biden administration waited so long to acknowledge it, they were going to let it traverse the country because of those connections? That's the reason he didn't take it down? He claimed he gave the orders to pull the trigger on it earlier, but you think he's just saying that?
Well, I think he gave the order with the caveat that don't let anybody on the ground get hurt.
Yeah.
And so that set the stage for delaying it until it crossed all the way into the Atlantic Ocean. I think that what's going on here is that they were desperately hoping that Tony Blinken could get over to China and could have a love fest with the Chinese that would alleviate the concern that some people have, that I'm one of them, that the Chinese Communist Party is at war with our country. And this is, frankly, the one salutary upshot of all of this is that I think an awful lot of Americans are getting clued up that that's exactly what's the state of affairs.
Yeah, it's frightening. I've heard some military personnel think we could be at war with China by 2025. Others think it'll be a little bit longer. And in some respects, I think they are looking to see how we respond to this, because what's going to happen if they decide to go in and take Taiwan sooner rather than later? So, hey, Frank, first of all, I want to thank you for what you guys do there. I only have a minute. I've got an abbreviated program today because we are in that pledge drive, as you probably heard while you were on hold there.
Yeah.
But I'd love to have you back another time where we can really unpack this. Securitypolicy.org, centerforsecuritypolicy.org. Is that the best place to get information? I know you guys do a lot of writing there as well.
We do a lot there. Securefreedom.org is another easier way to remember it. Also, I commend to your audience presentdangerchina.org.
I'll bring you back. Let's talk about that, too. We'll have you back soon. Frank, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Drew.
I got to leave it right there. My thanks to Frank. Trying to give you a look at life, what's unfolding. We'll try to get those websites up for you as well. If you can help, please make that call right now. 877-291-0123. So grateful for you keeping this program on the air. Your support does just that.
Yeah, Gift from the Heart. Show your support for Drew Mariani and all the great news and information that you get every day here on the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Neil Robbins stepping in with Drew just for a couple of moments, asking for your support for Drew and this great mission of Relevant Radio. So give from the heart right now at relevantradio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123. And today only, we have the Relevant Radio branded umbrella. It's a very nice umbrella. Drew opened it up in the studio here just a couple of minutes ago. 42-inch arc to the umbrella, so great out on the golf course. Protect yourself from the rain, from the sun, wherever you might be, and Relevant Radio right across the top of it. And that way you can evangelize out in the public. Get yours for $20 a month. Again, this umbrella is available today only during our Give from the Heart pledge drive. Get yours at relevantradio.com on the app or 877-291-0123.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for your support. Neil asked for 150 people to join us. We need about 100 more people. Would you do that? Could you get on board with us right now? 100 generous people to say, Drew, we appreciate the program. We value what Relevant Radio does from early in the morning to late at night, and such a diverse lineup of programming here. And I'm proud to play a small role in it. But I'm even more happy to ask you to partner with me in it, because we're in this together. If we want to bring truth to the culture, if we want to bring Christ to the world, that's the only solution. Lord told St. Faustina, the world will have no peace until it turns with trust to my mercy. We need to make sure that message is heard loud and clear. So I'm asking you now to make a sacrifice, if you could. Step up. Make that pledge. Go online to relevantradio.com or use your mobile app. We have a special download MP3 for you if you do this, but kind of a bonus gift. But if you can't do it that way, then give us a quick call, because we're standing by at 877-291-0123. Donations are tax deductible, and they are matched for the next 32 minutes. So please take advantage of it.
Yeah, 877-291-0123. Or if you do give online on the app or at relevantradio.com, we do have a special gift. Now, this will be in addition to the umbrella. For example, if you give the $20 a month or $240 for the year, if you give online, we have exclusively this pledge drive, a brand new talk. Great talk from Father James Kubicki. It's called He First Loved Us: Understanding the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Again, that's by our very own Father James Kubicki. He's been part of the Relevant Radio family for, I think, almost our entire run, for probably about 20 years or so. He is a great guy, great Catholic priest, and that is the talk that you'll get by giving online this pledge drive at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Again, at the $20 a month level, that beautiful Relevant Radio umbrella, but that is today and today only, so get yours on the app or relevantradio.com.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Hey, thanks for joining me, and thank you for your support. I just want to tell you personally, it means a lot. I'm grateful for everyone who values Relevant Radio and what we stand for, and doesn't just listen, but says, hey, I want to be part of it. And I think that's fantastic, because we really are all part of this. You know, a lot of major networks and stuff, they're all supported through big sponsorship and lots of ads. And if you listen to any other type of talk radio, half of it is advertisement, right? You know, we try to really minimize the time away from you and just rely on you to say, hey, you know, I'm gonna subscribe. I'm gonna do my part. And maybe you've given before, maybe you've never given. I really invite you to join me, and you can do that at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Yeah, I was watching the news earlier today, and it's so bizarre the time we live in, right? You've got these balloons flying over our country. You've got the threat of war. You've got this conflict between Ukraine and the Soviet and Russia, I should say, where there's threats of, you know, greater weapons of mass destruction being used. You've got China, which is a threat. We've got lots of enemies to the state here. And then you got earthquakes. And it makes me think of the gospel reading in Matthew, where the Lord talked about about the signs that we would be seeing, right? And there would be war and rumors of war. The earth would shake and rumble. There was a devastating earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria overnight. And just to give you a perspective, 7.8 magnitude on the Richter scale. I mean, the scale. That is an unbelievable earthquake. The magnitude of that is crazy. And it was blamed for the deaths right now. Last count, 2,300 people. You just don't know the day or the hour, do you? You just do not know the day or the hour. You know, I'm actually broadcasting out of a city where you turn on the evening news and it's like a police blotter. You know, this person's been shot. This little kid in the car died because a bullet went through the window. I mean, it's crazy stuff that's out there. So when these people went to bed last night, it was one thing. Today, 2,300 of them are standing before God. More than many, many thousands more are injured. And a lot of people are now going to be homeless. And this is in the midst of winter. So where the quake hit, it hit in Syria. And it was an area just packed with about 4 million people who had fled from other parts of Syria because of the civil war. So, we in America, we are so blessed. We are the modern-day Roman Empire, right? Our empire stretches vast areas. We got great military strength. We have abundant resources, right? Plenty of grain, the greatest military in the history of the world. And then I look at these people here who just, they want shelter and they want food. So the suffering of these people and what they've endured is going to continue. And it's beyond imagining. And when you look at it, it can be easy to say, well, look, here's just another one of those countless examples of man of suffering people go through. If there was a God and he was good, then, he could have prevented this. My brother-in-law likes to say that. Like, oh, well, why would God allow an earthquake to take 2,300 lives, A lot of people have said that. You take a look at suffering, it is not new throughout the centuries because suffering is very real for a lot of people. And when you look at it, it is senseless, right? It feels senseless. So what's the use of suffering? Parents will go through the rest of their life after a child dies and say, why? What about those with long-term disabilities? What about those suffering from mental illness? Or the person whose best health suddenly, getting a case of cancer? Right? Or the freak accident that happens. It's just horrible. I don't need to go on. You know what I'm talking about here. But the question is, what good is suffering? I've invited Steve Hemler. He's the founder of the Catholic Apologetics Institute of North America. You can find him at cainaweb.org. You'll learn about that. But his latest book is what grabbed my attention. He wrote a book called Catholic Stories of Faith and Hope. How God Brings Good Out of Suffering. That's available from TAM Books. Please check it out. I really want to encourage you to do that because I know in about 25 minutes or so, we'll pray the chaplet, and that is a half hour filled with lots of suffering. God has a divine plan, and he can bring good out of everything. It's good to have back with me once again. It's been a couple of years, but Stephen Hemler joins me. Hey, Stephen, good afternoon.
Well, hi, Drew. How are you?
I am well.
It's been a while. I think the first time we talked was 8 years ago with my first book,
A Long
Time. Reality
of
God.
I love
Layman's
it.
Guide to Scientific Evidence for the Creator, yes.
This is a great book, though. It's an important book for our time.
Yes.
Just talking about the earthquake that took place, and you see the earth rattling and shaking and the suffering that's taking place all throughout the world. And I've got a brother-in-law who is not a big believer in God. He professes to be an atheist. And one of his big arguments with me whenever we talk about this, if there was a God, why would he allow 2,300 people to die in this earthquake this morning? So how do you address the mystery of human suffering? I know it's a monstrous question.
Yes, it is. And it's difficult to cover it in half an hour. But there are two types of suffering that theologians consider. One is moral evil, they call it, that's human evil human behavior. And then the other is what you're talking about, natural evil, cancer, tsunamis, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, these kind of things that oftentimes affect the innocent, even children, like we saw with this earthquake. And so why God allows these are a mystery. But theologians have been talking about this and thinking about this and reflecting on this for a long time. And I think there is basically two reasons why God allows natural evil. Before we get into that, though, I need to mention why God allows evil human behavior,
yeah.
Moral evil. That's fairly straightforward. That has to do with our free will. God gave human beings, as you know, free will. We can decide to follow him or not follow him, listen to this radio show or not listen. We're not puppets. We're not pawns. And he did that because the only way for us to truly love him is for us to have that choice, that it has to be voluntarily given. True love cannot be forced. And so that's why, sin and is a result of people using their free will to choose evil. Now, this natural evil that we're talking about is a little bit more difficult. In the case of some of these things, like earthquakes, well, most of these, it's merely the result of natural processes, which is kind of strange to talk about. But For example, earthquakes, as you know, are the result of plate tectonics, and scientists have found that we couldn't be here. Life would not be possible on the Earth without this recycling of the minerals that has occurred over billions of years through this plate tectonics. And so it's kind of like you can't have both. You can't have one or the other. It has to be both. But there are other reasons. I think most people agree that most people are naturally self-centered and want to be self-sufficient and in control of our lives. We don't want anybody telling us what to do. And, look at teenagers and parents. I mean, you see this quite clearly. And people just don't like anybody telling them what to do. And that includes God. But in times of difficulty, we may turn to God and seek his help. And for many people, God is a sort of a vague emergency service to be called on only when the going gets tough. I guess you could say he's not a fair weather friend, but a bad weather friend. And I think most people would agree that if everything was always wonderful, we would never need God or seek him. But our Creator knows that our true happiness lies in our relationship with him, and that we are destined for eternal life. He has this bigger, broader picture that we do not oftentimes see, that we're either destined for eternal life in either heaven in joy with him or hell without him. And God also knows that here on earth we find true joy and happiness when we align our will with God's will. And many people are looking for happiness in all the wrong places, but sometimes suffering is the means by which we come to give ourselves to God and seek his will in our lives. And we do seek to align our will with God's will when we realize God is all we need until God is all we've got.
That's
right. And so people may not do that as long as there's any other place to look for happiness.
It's unfortunate, though, Stephen, because quite often when things are going good, people reject God, right?
Yes.
But the second things get bad and you realize this problem is so beyond me, they turn to God. They often say there's no atheist in foxholes, right? You believe in God. You know, your life is in peril. It really is quite tragic. If you want to join our conversation, I'm going to open the phones. You can get into, maybe you're going through a great suffering right now. Maybe you just don't get this. If you want to join the conversation, the number here is 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Now, suffering, without question, is a great mystery. Stephen, stay with me. I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll pick it up, okay, on the other side. I have a slightly amended schedule today because of our Relevant Radio Pledge Drive. You can join us right now, too. I need at least another 25 people during the next break just to get us in striking range of our goal of 150 people. Hoping you could be one of those. I'd appreciate it. The number here is 877-291-0123. That's our pledge number, 877-291-0123. Dollar for dollar match, and it is tax deductible. Okay, and there's lots of other ways to give, especially online and via the mobile app. But we'll be back with more of Steve Hemler taking a look at the mystery of suffering.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio. Connect with Drew on the Relevant Radio app.
Changing lives. In your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Lois, welcome to The Inner Life.
We've been married 40 years. I'm a Baptist, he's a Catholic. And we lived in Arizona to start, and we moved here to Michigan, and I started listening to Relevant Radio. And what's happening is I'm converting because I believe it's important to go to church with the person you love. And I'm trying to get through RCA, but it snows here, and then I don't make it. I'm on my third shot. I'm going to try. But we go to church together. I don't take communion, and I want the communion the way it's supposed to be, and I want to do confession. So for those people out there, just keep doing it. Join your mates. See what happens. Listen to Relevant Radio. God will change your heart.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Indeed, listening to Relevant Radio will change your heart, and we are asking you to give from the heart right now. It's a great hour to give. We have a dollar-for-dollar match during this Partnership Challenge Hour, which is, about the next 12, 13 minutes here before the Hour of Power and the Divine Mercy Chaplet here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani for just a couple of minutes here, asking for your support for the Relevant Radio mission as a whole and for the Drew Mariani Show, which you tune into every single day to get all the latest news and information looked at through the eyes of our faith. And we have something special for you if you'd like to come in at the $20 a month level, $240 for the entire year. Today only, we have a Relevant Radio branded umbrella. Very sharp-looking umbrella. You can check it out online on the app or at relevantradio.com. All the protection you need from the rain, from the sun, and as we talked about earlier this hour, even from Chinese spy satellites. Yes, indeed. For $20 a month, you get all of that. And make your gift online at relevantradio.com or on the app. And we will toss in something extra if you give online. And that is the brand-new talk from Father James Kibicki. It's called "He Loved Us, He First Loved Us." Understanding the Sacred Heart of Jesus by Father Jim Kibicki. That is sent to you immediately when you make your gift online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
Yeah, and I want to thank a donor I just saw come in here. New donor, Neil, and just donated $11. An anonymous donor
thank you.
From Scottsdale, Arizona. And I just want to speak to that because every gift makes a difference. Every gift, large or small. It all gets doubled in the next 14 minutes that we have here right now. I want to thank those stepping up at that $20 a month level too. Michael in California and John in Glendale and so many others who are taking advantage of that special premium today and today only, the umbrella. But I really want to ask you to support because in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, we'll be praying the chaplet of Divine Mercy. Let's keep Relevant Radio strong. All right, let's keep the chaplet on the air. Let's keep this program. When you support it in this hour, you're really saying, hey, Drew, value what you do, and I appreciate it, and I'm standing with you. So if you could stand with me right now, it would be great. The number, and don't wait till the end of the drive. We could use you now. We really need to move the needle. You know the economy's tough, and, boy, your generosity will go a million miles right now. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. I'm grateful for whatever you can do.
Yeah, we really need your support right now. Give from the heart. We could use 70 more people before the end of the hour, before the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It's a great time to give a partnership challenge hour. 877-291-0123 is the phone number. Or you can give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. And today only at the $20 a month level, get yourself that Relevant Radio umbrella.
Pain throws your heart to the ground. Love turns the whole thing around. No, it won't all go the way it should, but I know the heart of life is good.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, we'll pray the chaplet in about 13 minutes. Looking forward to doing that. Right now, if you're just joining me, I'm taking a look at the mystery of suffering. When I see earthquakes rock, you know, various parts of the planets, and you see 2,300 people now not only have lost their lives, countless thousands, you know, without home and shelter, injured and suffering, makes you wonder about God. Now, I want to thank everybody who's standing with us, too. Richard in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is a new donor, and so is Anonymous in Frisco, Texas, both coming in at the $100 gift level. And that's fantastic. So grateful for your generosity. Thank you for what you're doing. I appreciate your support of Relevant Radio. Gosh, no one likes to suffer, right? I don't either. And quite often, you know, sometimes we're immersed in it without, you know, ever saying, okay, Lord, I'm ready, right? And maybe it is the earthquake. Maybe it is the car accident. Maybe you just got fired from your job. Maybe it is that cancer diagnosis. St. John Paul II, he was a man deeply acquainted with great personal suffering. And he said something about suffering that I never forgot. It's something that always resonated with me. He says, it's suffering more than anything else, that clears the way for grace, which transforms the soul. It's suffering. But look at the things we're attached to. Suffering. It plows open those channels of grace, and it will transform your whole. Steve Hemler knows this. He's my guest today. He wrote a book. I want to get you connected to it. It's from Tan Books. It's called How God Brings Good Out of Suffering. Actually, Catholic Stories of Faith and Hope, How God Brings Good Out of Suffering. And you can check it out at Tan. If you're going through a tough time, Read that, okay? I think it'll really give you some perspective. And Stephen, you know, you've chronicled a number of different situations. Is there a story in your book, and maybe you can share one of those with everyone, on great suffering and how the person, or you know, how good was somehow brought out of that, how they came to know that?
Yes, there are several stories in the book about that, and I think the last one, the lady lost her husband, her son died of an overdose, a fentanyl overdose, a young adult son, and that was quite shocking, and she's still dealing with that. And she talks in there about the greater good that can come of that. In fact, that's the important thing. You know, C.S. Lewis talked about suffering being God's megaphone to rouse a deaf world. But there is another purpose, which is this growth in holiness, growth in sanctity, growth in goodness that can come about. God can bring this greater good out of disease and natural disasters, because when we experience these things, it help others. It's the opportunity to develop the virtues of compassion, empathy, unselfishness, charity, generosity. And then our own suffering allows us to develop courage, patience, humility, meekness, endurance, basically all the attitudes. And 1,600 years ago, St. Augustine said, God judged it better to bring good out of evil than to have no evil at all. Yeah. And so this is the key thing. And one time when I was suffering through a pretty hard time, I read a book, and the author was talking about the fact that the storms we experience on the sea of life are not meant to sink us, but to sanctify us. They help us grow closer to God, and the more we grow closer to God, the more we love God and develop trust in God, and we serve God, and then more and others, and then the more like God we become. And so this is an important thing, that hardships can be blessings in disguise, that they can become a catalyst for us achieving new heights in our personal and spiritual lives. And as we know, if we look back, certainly I look back in my life, this growth, spiritual growth, occurs mostly during the hard times, the times of struggle, pain, and suffering, because that's when we turn to God and seek His power and His presence, like Pope John Paul II said, St. Pope John, that's when He can come to us and help make us more like Him. So God knows we need our short-term suffering for our long-term good.
Amen.
Which is spiritual maturity and eternal life. But this spiritual growth is not automatic. I'm sure you agree that some people become bitter rather than better when faced with suffering. So this adversity that we all face in life can either make us or break us, depending upon our reaction. So it is an opportunity to, you know, God cares more about our holiness than our happiness. He cares more about our character than our comfort. He wants to perfect us, not pamper us. And so these are all, you know, there's greater good that can come about by turning to God receiving the support.
I love what you had to say. You know, our suffering here on this side of the veil is temporary, and it really has a profound impact on the other side of the veil for all eternity. And St. Faustina, in her diary, I think it's diary entry 963, she said, someday you will know the value of your suffering, but then you're going to no longer be able to suffer. So the present moment is yours. I say to you, suffer well. Stephen, I got to leave it right there because I'm out of time. Your book is available. I'm assuming TAN's the best place to get it, Catholic Stories of Faith and Hope, How God Brings Good Out of Suffering.
Yeah, Amazon, our website as well. So, yeah, it's great.
Well, thank you, brother.
Good talking with you.
Appreciate it. We'll have you back. I have a little more time. I had a little bit of an amended schedule today, but I am grateful for your contribution. Always good to talk with you.
Thank you. God bless.
That's Stephen Hemler. We're going to have the Chapel of Divine Mercy up in about 7 minutes. And I love what St. Faustina wrote. All the great saints knew this. St. Faustina said that if angels were capable of envy, they would envy us for two things. One, of course, receiving Holy Communion. The other, you got it, suffering. Let's pray for your suffering coming up. We'll pray the chaplet straight ahead. In the interim, could you help me? I just want to make an appeal to you. Could you show an act of mercy? Call now at 877-291-0123. Make a pledge. Keep Relevant Radio strong.
Yes, please give from the heart right now at relevantradio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123. Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani just ahead of the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It's a great time to give. We have a dollar-for-dollar match. Go ahead and get your pledge in before the Divine Mercy Chaplet at relevantradio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123. And today only, we have a dual-purpose Relevant Radio branded umbrella. It gives you protection from the rain, from the sun, and you will evangelize the public when you carry that Relevant Radio umbrella along with you wherever you may be. $20 a month, $240 for the year, and it is yours. Get it online right now at relevantradio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123. So many people to thank. We're getting calls from all over the country, Drew. We had Thomas, Burr Ridge, Illinois, a $1,000 gift becoming $2,000 with the matching funds. Thank you, Thomas.
Very much.
And by the way, if you do have some of those larger amounts that you can give, maybe you know you're getting a very big tax return back or something like that, and you can help us out with some of those larger dollar amounts, those really do help us to take those big steps toward that $3 million need by the end of the week. So if you have a $5 or a $10, $15,000 gift, hey, we could use your help. 877-291-0123 on the app or at relevantradio.com. Quite a few people are stepping up and donating the $20 a month for the umbrella, and including Jean Marie in Pasadena, also Andrew in Golden Valley, Minnesota, and Guadalupe in Whiting, Indiana, with a $240 gift and another Relevant Radio umbrella. I thought you were going to open up the umbrella in the studio. Okay.
I won't do it again.
Okay, here we go.
But I was going to say, you know, Neil, the thing about the umbrella, and this is only good for the next couple hours, and then we're done with the umbrella. That's it. But this is such a great premium. I said to the people here at Relevant, I said, I love the coffee mugs. I think coffee mugs are a great way to evangelize, but so is this umbrella. It's black, blue interior, beautiful, very compact. You can use it in the sun, whether you're in Pasadena or whether you are in the rain down in Florida or in Seattle or in Minnesota, wherever you might be. But it's such a great way to evangelize. And they're limited for today only. So please give us a call at 877-291-0123 and make that pledge. You can go online and do it as well. But, you know, I hope it's not just about the umbrella or the other premiums we give you. I hope you're supporting Relevant Radio because you really value what we do. We're so outnumbered, so outgunned. We're such a rare voice in the culture and on the airwaves today. And we're listener supported. We need your help. I'll be really direct. I mean, I would love to see you right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till Friday. Could you help today? Let's make this a huge hour. Make a pledge. It really is an act of charity, and it's an act of mercy. If you're going to call for the Chapel of Divine Mercy, if you've ever called, then call right now or go online to relevantradio.com or use your mobile app and make a gift, because you're going to spread God's mercy, and you will be blessed for it. Thank you. I want to thank you now for whatever you can do, and I know God will bless you.
We were asking for some larger gifts just a moment ago, and $5,000.
Wow.
Bettendorf, Iowa. Anonymous. Yeah, $5,000 gift from Bettendorf, Iowa, becoming $10,000.
Thank you very much for that.
Thank you so much. Give from the heart right now in whatever amount you can. $20 a month will get you that great Relevant Radio umbrella. And again, that's a gift that we have only today. Today only during our Relevant Radio Gift from the Heart pledge drive at the $20 a month level. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123. I want to mention again, we have that great new talk from Father Jim Kibicki. You've heard him on Relevant Radio forever, giving his terrific daily reflections. You can also listen to those on the Relevant Radio app at on demand. But we have for you brand new talk from Father Jim Kibicki. It's called "He First Loved Us: Understanding the Sacred Heart of Jesus" by Father Jim Kibicki. And that is our gift to you when you give online this pledge drive at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
And again, I want to say thank you, because I know we ask a lot. This is the first pledge drive of the 2023 year, and it feels like we just did one. I know that. I know you're feeling it too. But boy, we do need you. If you can give again, please do that. If you're new, and I know a lot of new donors are coming in, I want to say thank you to you too. It's not too late to be part of it. We're going to pray the chaplet straight ahead. But your donation's tax deductible. It is matched dollar for dollar. And this is the perfect time to call or to make that pledge. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or by using the mobile app. It truly is a gift of mercy. It really is. I know God will bless you. Let's pray right now for you.